Let's talk for a minute about the origins in case you haven't heard or read up upon it. Yeah. Let's learn a thing or two about that. Knowing the origins may help decide how Christians should deal with this holiday.
I looked at a whole bunch of sites and I was trying to get really accurate information, and I saw a lot of variation, honestly, in what people were saying about the origins. So I went with what I found on Christianity Today.
Okay.
And I think this is accurate in terms of a lot of the other sites I saw. Here was the deal. More than 1,000 years ago, it was all about the Christians confronting these pagan rites, that the pagans were trying to appease the Lord of Death and evil spirits. And part of this unsavory beginning, which was way before Jesus was born, had to do with the Druids, and that is now what is written in France. And so they would every year at the end of summer, and at the end of summer, this is when they would sacrifice to the gods. It was marking the end of something, and that's where the death kind of thing comes into, everything's dying, and we're going to sacrifice to the gods. So it was the beginning of the Celtic year, and they believed that it's Samhain. Doesn't look like that when you look at it, but Samhain is the Lord of Death, and they believe that he sent evil spirits abroad to attack humans who could escape by only assuming disguises and looking like evil spirits themselves. Isn't that wild?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The waning of the sun, like you were talking about, the approach of dark winter, made these evil spirits then rejoice and play nasty tricks. So most of our Halloween practices can be traced back to these old pagan rites and the superstitions.
And it was around about that time that the church had a response to this as early as the 4th century.
They did. The Eastern Church celebrated a festival in honor of All Saints. Mm-hmm. In the 7th and 8th centuries, the Christians celebrated All Saints Day.
Right.
But it was called All Hallows Day, which then became the custom to call the eve before All
Halloween.
So that's how we got it.
Right. So the name comes from All Saints Day, the celebration in the early Christian church, and it's the day set aside for solemn remembrance of martyrs.
Right. Mm-hmm. All Hallows Eve, the evening before All Saints Day, began with a time of remembrance for the martyrs and the sacrifice of what they had done. But it was eventually contracted to Halloween, which became Halloween like we know it. It was originally an alternative to this holiday. I think that's fascinating because it was during that time, October 31st to November 2nd, that they would celebrate this pagan festival. So you can see the Christians were like, we're going to celebrate the All Saints Day. We're going to have this celebration for the martyrs. It was their version of the Christian alternative to what the pagans were doing.
Very interesting.
So there you go.
Right.
It's kind of all over the door here. The first one is the trick or treat. It started in Ireland hundreds of years ago. Groups of farmers would go door to door collecting food and materials for a village and a bonfire. So think about it. We do bonfires on this day.
Right.
Those who gave were promised prosperity. If you gave something, you got prosperity. Those who did not received bad luck and threats. A little bit of a push there to do the right thing.
Right.
What happened is when a whole influx of Irish Catholic immigrants came to the United States in the 1800s, the custom of trick-or-treating came with them. But then I looked at all these other sites. No, it's the focus on death, occultism, divination, the thoughts of spirits returning to haunt the living, all the creepy occultic things. This is a whole thing. They believe spirits were earthbound until they received a proper send-off with treats, and that's where the trick and the treating would come. If you were neglecting the spirits, then they would trick you. It's got some creepy history as well.
Right. Sounds like it.
Yeah.